Jason Deb, the morning X. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason Deb, says, Nick, it's a hungry child that saw food and ate it. Why is everyone freaking out about the eggs? He doesn't know any better. Captain Sisko would have stomped all over those eggs if it meant beating the Dominion.
Okay, first of all,
I don't know Sisko stuff.
That's Deep Space Nine. He was at war. That was a wartime decision. Did he make some wrong ideas? Yes, he did, and he lived to regret them. Unless you convert it to wormhole alien. Anyway.
What was that?
I forget how it ends. Is he a wormhole alien or not? But and I'm not even necessarily mad at Baby Yoda. Now, I think if he is in fact a Yoda, you know, he should just sense with the Force that that's a sentient life form and not food. Now, I know it's frogs, sentient, but just he should have been able to do it using the magic wisdom powers of the Jedi. But my issue is that the writers of this show just decided that that was a good idea. That they literally, somebody has come out and said, like, oh, yeah, it's a joke. It's just funny because it's Baby Yoda and he's cute and it's adorable. Mm. Baby Yoda is a national treasure, and you guys are clearly not respecting him and doing what you need to protect him. Yes. When the whole show came out, they were like, oh, are you guys in love with a little Baby Yoda? Who would have thought that? They didn't have any of the toys ready. They didn't have any of the stuffed dolls ready. Like, what are you doing? You have been gifted this beautiful thing, and you're just going to let him eat froglets because you think it's funny to watch froglets. An adorable thing.
But maybe, obviously, well, I find this contrary in my brain because Disney is behind Mandalorian, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I was saying was, because that isn't actually a froglet, Nick. It's just an egg. It hasn't been fertilized yet. So maybe that's just like him eating a period.
Wow.
I have different issues with that idea as well.
I mean, it's not a life, right? It's not a life. It's just one of her eggs.
But he was there. He was there when she said, this is my, which translated to, these are my last eggs. This is my only hope.
Well, maybe he was thinking, I don't want these baby froglets to have to grow up and have to have incestuous sex with each other because they're the only ones left on the planet. What's the point? You can, you just have a couple, you can have a dozen. They're not going to procreate the whole species.
How,
I'm just saying, you're not using your responsibility. With great Baby Yoda comes great responsibility, Mandalorian
Baby
writers.
Baby Yoda should only be doing good.
How old is real Yoda? When he's training up 800 Luke.
800 years old.
He's 800 years old. And this Yoda is 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what age do we expect him to stop being so goddamn worthless? Okay? When is he going to learn to talk? Okay, so every third episode you're going to use the Force and then you got to pass out for a day and a half? When are you going to become a grown-up Yoda?
Well, not by the end of this show. Like, it's see, and that's here's the thing, is that if this were realistic real life, he would not have that delayed developmental process. A 50-year-old baby Yoda would already be like a preteen Yoda because you would just age quicker. That's what happens that's like dogs.
Right.
Dogs, the dog years are 7 years to each human year when they're young.
I feel like baby Yoda should be in his know-it-all adolescent phase right now, but he's still just like, hey, look at me, I'm a cute, helpless baby.
How many times has he almost been eaten by an ice spider when he's got a Mandalorian bounty hunter protecting him? And if he's just wandering around Dagobah, where there's just a giant swamp frog could just come around, scoop him up. Like,
Mandalorian, also a bad babysitter, bad caretaker. CPS would take his kids away for sure.
You know what he should have done? He should have kept that droid robot. That droid robot was awesome.
Oh, yeah, the nurse, the nanny.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing get blown up.
Yeah.
He blew himself up.
By the way, Terminator reference.
We like the Mandalorian.
It's okay. It's good. Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah.
It's no girls.
It is no girls. Girls,
yeah,
much
no
better
Baby
show.
Yoda and girls.
Much better show.
Give me the episode where Lena Dunham is chowing down on some froglets. That happens.
All kinds of fat babies. And
she can eat frog eggs.
We have another Floyd's Barbershop gift card for you to win in half an hour.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Deb calls a random business, a stranger. Got him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Nick has put together a beautiful mind-style assortment of numbers here for me. I'm going to go Ascent Aviation, Inc.
The number you have dialed.
Oh, dear.
I started dialing the number.
Oh, dear. What is this?
A flight school in Jacksonville, Florida.
Maybe I'll get Kyle flying lessons for his birthday.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
I mean, I don't know when Florida Man Kyle's birthday is.
Decent Aviation, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. If I wanted to buy my friend flying lessons, how does that work? Can you buy like a package of them, or do you have to buy like the whole course?
So I think the easiest route for you would be to buy a gift certificate.
Okay.
And you can do that online. So if you put a certain amount of money on it, they can redeem it when they come into store and use that to pay for lessons.
Oh, I see. Because it'd probably be a bit difficult because the whole thing is a bit expensive, right? So it's best just to buy a gift certificate for the however much I can afford.
Right.
Right. Okay. If you had to sort of give me just an estimate, rough estimate, because I know some people will do it sooner than others. What is the average sort of I want to learn how to fly price?
So on the gift cards, there's a maximum of $2,000 that you can put on there.
Okay.
But just the cost of actual training itself would be significantly higher. I think it starts at about $7,600 for your private pilot.
Oh, I was thinking it was quite expensive. But that's fine. Yeah, I just want to get him a gift and start him off, and then he can pay for the rest of it himself.
Okay.
All right, excellent. So, and I can get that gift card on your website, yeah?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Where are you from in England, by the way?
Oh, I'm from Manchester.
From Manchester. Oh, my least favourite brother lives there.
Where are you from?
I'm from North London originally.
Oh, nice. I live in London now, actually, so that's quite exciting.
Why are you in Jacksonville?
Wait, I thought you were in Jacksonville.
Oh, well, in university.
Obviously.
Oh, so, wait, hang on.
She's going to school in Jacksonville.
You're going to school in Jacksonville?
No, I'm going to school in London, but I live here at the moment.
Oh, right, because there's no university right now.
Yes.
Right, what a pain in the bum. Well, you enjoy Jacksonville. I will be coming to visit my friend Kyle very soon. I haven't been there before. Is it a nice place?
It is quite nice. You'll enjoy the weather. I think it'll be a nice change from London.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. All right, well, hey, what was your name?
This is Kavya.
Kavya, maybe I'll meet you one day at the flight school if I come by there with my friend.
Hopefully, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, and if not, I hope you get back to college as soon as possible.
Thank you.
All right, stay safe. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Got it. Got it.
Whoa.
Kasabian or whatever your name was.
Wow.
Yeah, that accent was all over the place. Mm.
That was the first time. I'm always concerned that we're going to like spook somebody with your accent. That was the first time it happened to me.
And you got spooked. I know. I saw Nick's face was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah. And she lives in England and is like, I'm going to go to the States to culture myself up, and I chose Jacksonville.
It might be that she's young enough that she was dragged over here by family.
Oh.
And that's why her accent was a bit, you know.
But she's getting back over there going to school.
Or trying to, but no then school. Everything's all shut down, or she can't fly back there right now, even if. I think a lot of universities
are in. She could be
Zoom
schooling over there, right, from here?
I don't know how it works, but I know she. Well, you know what? You're not supposed to be able to go to England right now, I didn't think. And I know you can't come from other places to England because they're in lockdown phase again. But I did just see someone on my Instagram whose dog I follow just went to England.
Oh,
dogs. She has a special Instagram dog
if you got
permission.
Oh, if you got an Instagram dog,
Alfie,
all the rules are off.
Get your act together, buddy, so we can go home for Christmas. Can I get 50,000 followers by beginning of December?
Seems like a tall task.
Probably.
Yeah.
Follow me first if you want. Make it look at Alfie. I don't know.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Romero in ATX tweets to Jason and Deb, says, it might work, Deb. I believe there's a large, untapped, wonky-eyed, dog-loving audience on Instagram.
Day. We have proof that Jason's dog was also wonky-eyed. And just all these years, he's been living in denial about it. So now he's just taking it out on Alfie.
First of all, I feel like that's in bad taste to talk about a deceased dog in such a way. All right?
I loved Silent Jane. I'd love him wonky-eyed or not. But
in the unlikely event that I outlive Alfie, I will cease to make wonky-eyed jokes about him after his passing.
Unlikely event you outlive him?
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool,
Nirvana says, speaking of movies that are just okay, I finally watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. My new goal in life is to watch the movie with hardcore Bruce Lee stands in the room. I'll give you one thing, Jason. Brad Pitt should have been billed first. I would suggest watching it like 5 more times.
Oh, God.
Every time I've watched it, it's gotten better.
Do now, something better
I
with
am
your time.
Admittedly a huge Tarantino super fan, and so I just like seeing him work. Explore the space, Quentin.
Well, now I'm worried because if you could eventually watch enough times where it gets so good that it might like crack the universe or something. It's going to create a black hole.
Slightly diminishing returns, but okay. Yeah, it is getting better. And yeah, that's my favorite part is the Bruce Lee part. The Hannah from Girls part is pretty good too, but you still have not watched that, right?
I probably will not watch it. I mean, unless, like, for some reason over the holidays, there's literally nothing else to watch. I doubt I'll watch it. He's too...
There's some great performances. Leo is doing Leo things. Brad Pitt takes his shirt off.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to put up with Gigantor long monologues.
What's his name? That guy from episode 1 of The Mandalorian season 2 is in it?
Nick Nolte?
No. Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, yeah.
That one. All right. Deb is hearing voices, or she wants to hear your voices, or what's the voices thing?
I think it's quite obvious that we sometimes have different voices. Jason Dick's got his famous radio voice. He loves to put it on and then pretend it doesn't happen. But
I was just going to say, this is how I talk.
It's a thing.
I don't know about
that. It comes out mostly in your spots. And I'm sure I do. I've got my recorded Deb voice that I do. But I think generally it's the same. I have the same voice, except for when I talk to my friends and family because they understand me better. I have to dumb things down for Jason, otherwise he gets really kerfuffled.
Courteous to me.
What's that?
You're so courteous to me.
But I want to know if you have a job where you have a different voice, and I want to hear both of them. I want to hear your everyday voice, and then I want to hear your you're answering the phone for a certain company, or that you are maybe you work in the service industry, and you're like, hello, good afternoon, how can I help you? And you would never usually talk like that in real life. I just want to hear the differences, and I think it'd be great. Like, Nick has his normal Nick voice, and then he has his radio presenter voice when he plays our games and reads the questions.
I don't know what you're talking about, Deb. This is how I sound.
Everyone's got one, and it's amazing.
Does this voice sound A, natural, B, perfect, C, sexy, or D, kind of weird?
Excellent.
Does radio disc jockey Nick have a different voice? Does he have let's see here.
Nick from the Morning X here, and now I'm apparently running the radio at night. Good for me, good for you. Probably not the best move for the bosses, but until somebody pulls me from the airwaves, I'm going to mumble into the microphone and sound like a Phoenix.
That was an early proto announcer, a game host voice.
Uh-huh. Post-woke. Pre-woke.
There's also my I Love You Call voice. Hi!
Oh, yes, see, you have a phone voice. Do that. Okay, you calling me, I'm the flight school lady.
Where did I put
good
hi.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling the flight school Jacksonville.
Hi! I was wondering if you could do flight lessons for my friend Kyle.
Now you're doing a character.
Now he's, just do it. So you can, we're always putting on a voice.
Yeah. Hi!
Hi! Hi, this is the Jacksonville Flight School. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah, so I was curious if you had flight lessons that I could buy somebody. It's very rambly, and it's one of those, I feel like I can't just stop talking, so I have to keep talking, and eventually you can find your way out of it, but you never do. You never do. It
just keep going deeper
somebody,
and deeper.
Hopefully they'll just hang up on me. They'll be like, oh, what is this? This is a prank.
Mm. Is this why you don't like making phone calls?
It's very stressful. It's so anxious for me.
Maybe we could help. Maybe if you two, like Nick, have a stressed out, I've got to talk to somebody on the phone voice, maybe that's something that we could help you with.
I just have it's very easy to talk over me, and getting the proper cadence down, that back and forth on the phone is very difficult for me. Like even when I have visual cues and like can read people's body language, I'm bad at talking.
Oh, do you think you're on the spectrum?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard you say it like that.
What about like talking to babies or animals voice? Does that count?
Oh, I have that.
Yeah, lots of people do that, right?
Elfie. Elfie B. Elfie, come here.
All right. You Elfie. Also do beaver voices?
When I talk to beavers.
Right.
Or beaver puppets. Guys, did I tell you about Alfie, a beaver toy?
Really?
No.
Alfie, go get your beaver. Get your beaver, Alfie.
You
Elfie.
Have...
That's Alfie's voice. The cats have different ones.
Okay. You have Coco's voice?
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Oh, I almost swore. That little crap head got on the roof last night again.
Got on the roof?
Cats on the roof. It's up on the fence. He climbed the gate, got up on the fence, and then looked at me and was like, getting on the roof. Had to get the bag of treats out and lure him down. And yeah.
All right.
And then Kitty. Oh, Kitty boy. Yeah, he's getting. And then Brady. Brady, I sing to Brady. Brady's got a sing-song voice.
Do this. We're asking you to do something.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Task.
But yeah, it'll be fun. And you'll be radio famous soon.
And it's super easy. You just go into the record section of your phone and just record how you sound different.
Record us a voice memo of one of your, if it could be a professional voice. Do you have a customer service voice? You're talking to the dog voice. Your stern conversation with a significant other voice.
Ooh, sexy time voice.
Oh, dirty talk voice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Make an editing nightmare for Nicholas Hajda.
But you have to do the test sentence has to be the same for normal voice and then whatever your alternative voice
is. Do you want to give them a test sentence or they come up with it on their own?
I think you just come up with it on your own. Keep it nice, short and sweet. Hi, this is Deb and this is my normal radio voice.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Deb. Oh, Alfie, just my Alfie voice. You have to stick the meh on the end.
MorningX@KROX.com. Email us a voice memo of your variety of voices. And as the rest of the week goes on, we'll hopefully collect a series. It hurts to do
you
Alfie
can't
voice.
Can't do Alfie voice for too long.
My sexy voice is like my I love you callers. It's also hi.
Ooh, that feels good.
Yeah.
While looking for your hi,
can
Nick,
I touch your boob?
I came across.
It's my thing, but your thing, but my thing.
How dare you?
You heard me call him Nicholas Hajda, but that's actually not how you say your name, right?
Yeah.
How do we say it?
Hi.
Duh.
Hi.
Duh.
I got paid to make that.
Well, sort of.
Duh.
Nobody. All right, sure. Whatever you say, Hajda. MorningX at KROX.com. Send us your voices.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Debbie, Morning X. Nick has requested to hear some of my voice acting, is what I would call this.
Oh. Hey, Christian Bale, Batman, what's up, dude?
What the f*** are you doing?
Are you talking to me?
I want you off the f***ing set, you f***.
Sets? This is a 7-Eleven, dude. In fact,
this is a 7-Eleven.
Yes. Listen, when you're acting opposite the great Christian Bale, you gotta raise your game, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm fully in character there,
man. Did you
really
immerse yourself in
100%
that?
100% in character.
Spoke like that on air, off air, to his mom, to himself.
That's right,
for
man.
Weeks to get into that role.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis in that, biatch. That's the way I work, man. Floyd's Barbershop gift card on the other side of this break.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Jason, Deb, Morning X. Julio from SA tweets to Jason and Deb says, what the hell? Come on, y'all talking about voices and there's no Mason, no Georgia, no uppity, snobby, millennial voice that Jason created showing up.
Oh, I forgot about my Virginia from Virginia.
Actually, I didn't create any millennial voice. This is just the way that I talk. It's not meant to indicate that I know better than you or that I'm smarter than you. I don't understand.
How about you get your ass out of here, Deb O'Keefe?
I'm going to be a bad teammate. Uh-huh. That's your, is it David Archuleta? Who is the American
Very
Idol?
Very similar to David Archuleta.
No, this is my David Archuleta. It's just a little softer around the edges. That's because I'm young and innocent, and my dad has never let me talk or touch a woman before, so as to keep my innocent, pristine voice all high like this.
The only person that's ever touched me is my dad.
Now that you pointed out, we do have sort of similar timbres to our voice, but I noticed the difference between the two of us.
You know, that's David Archuleta's older brother, like Steve Archuleta.
Didn't David Archuleta grow up to be an actual singer? Did we figure out what he's doing?
I know, I looked at him. He's still doing like Christmas albums and things.
Good for you. Good for you, David.
Give me some George W. Bush.
No, I ain't no dancing monkey. Get out of here. But dance for us, monkeys. Send us your voice memos with your voices at morningx@krox.com. Right now, you can win a $33 Floyd's Barbershop gift card. Go. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? It's coming up next. 512-835-1015. Good luck.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Julie Bingaling tweets at Jason and Deb, says, do sexy baby Jessica voice.
Oh, that was gross the way you do it. And she's talking to you, I think.
Hang on, is that sexy baby?
Yours gets really gross.
What was there was something else going on. I was trying to get Rage Against the Machine tickets.
Mm-hmm. But I want to go to Rage Against the Machine in March in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awful.
Was that it?
Because that's a sexy baby Jessica voice. you have to like go up and down way too many times.
I want to get in the mosh pit when they play Bulls on Parade.
Oh, wow.
We have $33 gift card to Floyd's Barber Shop to give away and go.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What the hell does she know about football? Let's get this over with, quick.
Does Deb know stuff? Probably not.
Our contestants, good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
What's up, Shane? We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. If you just tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three. We're going to set you up at Floyd's Barbershop. All right, my man?
Cool.
Great moments in Antonio Brown history trivia today. We talked about Antonio Brown, the now Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver. A month ago, was accused of destroying a security camera in the community where he lives in Florida. And also throwing a bike at a security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bike.
I'll toss that thing.
You know, I didn't think about it. You know where he's currently residing?
Florida.
He lives with Tom Brady now. This was at his, I think, at his home in Miami. But now he lives with Tom Brady. If you hear about this, you're Tom Brady. Do you go to him and be like, hey, maybe we get a security deposit down, Antonio? And know about you, destructive to your own community's property. Okay, so, Deb, I'm going to tell you a great moment from Antonio Brown's past. And you tell me, was that when he played for the Steelers, the Raiders, the Patriots, or the Buccaneers? All right?
God, this is going to be a crapshoot.
I'll give you a hint. He only played one game with the Patriots, so it's pretty short window there. But, okay, here we go. He tried to sneak his old helmet onto the practice field by painting it to look like his new one. Was that when he played for the Steelers, the Raiders, the Patriots, or the Buccaneers? Do you think Deb knows the answer, Shane?
I'm going to say no.
No.
I do know this one. It's the Raiders.
Raiders is correct.
How? I don't know. Butterflies in nets. Flitter flutter.
You know, kind of unlucky, I guess, it was with the Raiders. Like, if he was a Brown, you could spray paint a helmet and get it kind of close. They just have orange helmets, right?
Yeah.
Even maybe the Cowboys, just with a star. Like, that Raiders logo, that's pretty detailed. Like, trying to recreate that? Yeah. That's a tough one, man.
Did you ever get to see a picture of what it looked like?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't think. There's lots of meme versions of it that are...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Shane, we did not get that. We need the next two if you're going to win the tickets. He tossed furniture out of his 14th floor apartment window, nearly hitting a 22-month-old child. Did he do that while a member of the Steelers, the Raiders, the Patriots, or the Buccaneers? Do you think Deb knows, Shane?
I'm going to say no.
No.
Do you know what, Shane? You are correct. I do not know this one. But maybe because I don't know, it's happened a while ago. Maybe he's... like I would have heard of it, so his oldest team would be the Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers.
Nice brains plus science day.
What does brains plus science make? Correct Nick answers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to say, I don't really remember this one either. This was early in his career when he was playing for the Steelers?
No, it was towards the later end of his Steelers career. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, it came out and somebody, the dad of the kid, like, sued him or something. And then we found the video came out. And the video, because the kid's all right. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just see this little kid, like, playing around this pool. And all of a sudden, just, like, a chair comes falling down and lands in the pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That
why was he throwing his furniture?
Mad something.
Why would you throw your own furniture?
Man, it's Tony Brown, man. He's not all there.
Shane, she got you, man. Hold on. We do have a prize for you. He was the hippo on The Masked Singer and sang My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. See, they're not all negative. I mean, that's not negative, right? That's
You're on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a question, right? You're just saying facts now.
I'll tell you.
Whom? Oh, now. Wait, what was the choices again?
Steelers, Raiders, Patriots, Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Now it's the Raiders, too.
Oh.
That one was a little over a year ago.
Most of his fun stuff is with the Raiders.
Yeah. You know what? It's not even on here, but I'm going to say also not a negative one. He once kicked a punter in the face while returning a punt in the middle of an NFL game.
That's awesome. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like on purpose?
Well,
he was trying to like jump over him or something.
I don't think
like
it
that.
Was like a, you know, before the play started, he's like, I'm going to go kick that punter in the face, but he's.
I can't rule that out. It's Antonio Brown.
He's returning a punt, and the punter is going to make the. It's a punt, right? Not a kickoff. The punter is going to make a tackle on him, and yeah, he just jumps it. I think he even started out like, I'm going to hurdle this guy, but he's like, I'm not going to clear him. And then he realizes, oh, it's the punter, not a real football player. I'll just kick him in the face.
Mean guy.
They gave him a penalty. Like, they called it an unsportsmanlike.
Yes, of course they did.
What?
Are you surprised?
You're not allowed to. If you can stiff arm somebody in the face, you can't give them a foot to the face?
No.
Why? It's football.
You don't have cleats on your hand.
It's a violent guy. He's wearing a helmet.
You know, what's impressive is that he gets 10 yards after that. Like, he keeps going.
I mean, if he would have made it all the way as a touchdown, that could have been the greatest play in NFL history. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Antonio Brown, I hope you're all right, man. Shane, hold on.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.